You're listening
to the Bear Radio.
This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. I'm Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia, author of the book Bears on Bears, here with Daddy Bear Rocco, and we're hosting a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. We note with great sadness the passing of Lurch, an icon of bikers, bears, and leather. In late December, Lurch died from heart problems complicated by HIV and diabetes. Lurch was one of the founders of the Bear Club, Bears of San Francisco, which hosts the International Bear Rendezvous and the International Mr. Bear Contest and Fundraiser. He was a president of BOSF for 5 years and emceed the annual event with high humor. He was also affiliated with the motorcycle club community and frequently attended the Satter's MC Badger Flat weekend bike run. He was also an associate member of the Centaurs MC in Washington, D.C., and entertained at the annual Mid-Atlantic Leather weekend. Lurch was also a rainbow, a member of the Iconoclastic Rainbow MC. The idea of stand-up comedy was a lifelong dream of Lurch. As Mr. Marcus wrote in his column, Lurch made many laugh with his candid interpretations of gay leather and bear idiosyncrasies. His talent led to a series of nationally televised ads for Foster Farms chickens. His interpretation of little old ladies in Iowa, taking calls from leather people in San Francisco, asking about Crisco's many uses, set audiences into hysterics. Memorial services for Lurch will be held at the San Francisco Eagle during IBR weekend. Lurch, you shall be missed. Also sad to say, on December 10th, Ed Costa, president of the Bears of San Francisco from 2000 to 2002, died of a sudden heart attack. He was instrumental in expanding BOSF into a revolving nonprofit organization and was a really great guy. Our sympathies go out to his partner Joe Fitzpatrick and all of his family and friends. We also note with sadness that American Bear magazine will be closing up shop. Tim Martin, the publisher and editor, and a friend whom I've known and worked with for 6 years, during which I was a contributing writer for AmBear, has made a huge contribution to the bear community over the past dozen years. Here's the text of the letter that accompanied the final issues of American Bear and American Grizzly magazines. Quote, farewell. Sadly, we are unable to continue print publication of our magazines, American Bear and American Grizzly, due to production costs, declining subscriptions, and retail sales. Issue number 70 of American Bear and number 33 of American Grizzly are the last issues we will publish. Although I expressed our commitment to these products, it has recently become apparent we can no longer afford to stay in print publication. Then the letter discusses subscriptions and says that you can read more about this program at www.amabear.com. That's AmaBear.com. And the letter ends, thank you for your support of our work these past 12 years. American Bear and American Grizzly will be missed. We wish Tim the best on whatever he decides next to do. Why not drop Tim a line at mbearmagazine@mindspring.com to say thanks for a dozen years of great bear smut.
Where's the grease?
Our profound congratulations and woofs go to George Clooney, who won a Golden Globe for his incredible performance in the outstanding movie Syriana, to play the paunchy, grisly, undercover CIA operative Bob Barnes. The actor grew a thick, bushy, salt and pepper beard, put on 30 pounds, most of which you get to see, and shaved back his hairline, definitely notching up the bear factor. Here's the demure Mr. Clooney accepting the award.
I want to thank Jack Abramoff, you know, just because. Who would name their kid Jack with the last words off at the end of your last name? No wonder that guy screwed up. All right, I just got bleeped. Thank you all very much.
No, George. Thank you.
Where's the priest?
Our Bear Soup motto is Tumoto Ursum Edis, Tumoto Ursus Edit. Sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you.
I repeat, sir, where's the priest?
Okay, here are the goodies. Announcing a new joke contest on Bear Soup. Just email your punchline to this joke. How many gay bears does it take to screw in a light bulb? Send your punchline in by March 1st. Best response by email will get a signed copy of my book, Bear Lust, and an invitation to the Bear Soup Hot Tub, where we'll read all your answers. So tell us, what's your answer to the question? How many gay bears does it take to screw in a light bulb? Please email your submissions to bearsoup@bearradio.net. That's bearsoup@bearradio.net. Alaska's Department of Fish and Game this year is advising hikers, hunters, and fishermen to take extra precautions and be observant while black bears and grizzly bears are active. They advise that outdoor enthusiasts wear little bells on their clothing to warn bears of your location as you hike. They also recommend watching out for fresh signs of bear activity and learning the difference between black bear and grizzly bear dung. Black bear dung is smaller and contains lots of berries and squirrel fur and smells like salmon. Grizzly bear dung has lots of little bells in it and smells like pepper spray.
Where's the priest?
Okay, Bear Radio listeners, just to recap, we're announcing the new Bear Soup Joke Contest. Email your punchline by March 1st. The answer to the question, how many gay bears does it take to screw in a light bulb? Send it to bearsoup@bearradio.net. And finally, I'm happy to announce the release of my new book, entitled Bi Men, coming out every which way, co-edited with bisexual bear Pete Chivani, published by Hayworth Press, available at fine bookstores everywhere. You can read all about Bi Men on my website, suresha.com, that's suresha.com. Listen for a Bi Men excerpt coming soon on Bear Soup. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, tickling your furry ears here, exclusively on the Bear Radio Network. This is Spunk Daddy, Ron Suresha.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.